This is St. Louis Public Radio. Missouri's Republican delegates are headed home after their week-long convention that saw Donald Trump officially become the party's presidential nominee. But St. Louis Public Radio's Joe Manis points out that a presidential convention is far more than what the public sees on television.
For Missouri's GOP delegates, the typical day this week began with breakfast, featuring a high-profile speaker. They heard from Dr. Ben Carson, Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson, and Hardee's executive Andrew Puzder.
Donald Trump's tax plan over 10 years would increase GDP by about 11% and create 5.3 million jobs.
The state's deemed political battlegrounds got the really big names, such as Trump's children. Most days then featured excursions.
We try to put together an experience for our delegates that, you know, entertains them, feeds them, informs them.
That's Missouri Republican Party Chairman John Hancock, who oversaw the trips. They included a ride on an historic train, a visit to the National First Ladies Museum.
So Ida got really good at her job. She got good at writing loans and dividends.
And a trek to the museum and memorial honoring President William McKinley of Ohio.
And how I have gotten to stand before you as your 25th president of the United States.
St. Louis County Councilwoman Colleen Wassinger, a delegate alternate, has praise for the entire week.
The whole process, I think, has been very educational and eye-opening.
Leaving the Republican National Convention, this is Joe Manis, St. Louis Public Radio.